Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about student. We have a teacher. His name is James Trapp. He is the primary network coordinator at the UCL, and he's also a Chinese expert for over 40 years. Hi, James. 你好，Xiaolan. All right, students. You have lots of students.
I've had many students pass through my classrooms, although I don't actually teach at the moment.
Yep.
I'm more now concerned about teaching teachers how to teach.
Right.
But the best times of all are when you're standing in front of a classroom of students.
Right. You enjoy that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And especially when you're introducing them to a subject as fascinating and as enriching for them as Chinese.
Yeah, of course. Okay. The way to say student in Chinese, 学生.
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 Yeah. Two words, 学 is to learn. And it's quite a complicated character. Mm. If you look at the shape and form, it's actually a boy underneath the roof, been taught, been lectured.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so you look at a complex drawing, you see a boy, you see a roof, and you see some spaghetti twinkling together. That means teaching. Yeah, just complicate his mind. So, 学 is to learn. And 生 is the second word. Original meaning was to grow. The shape was for character, was like a little bud coming out from a plant. Mm. And then later on, that means to give birth. Mm. And then later on, that means to grow. So a person to grow, to learn, that's the student.
Oh.
So 学生.
学生.
学生. So to say someone is a good student, we say 好学生.
好学生.
Were you a 好学生 when you were younger?
我不是好学生.
Okay, you were not a good student. I can't believe that. I was not a good student. Right. 我不是好学生. Yeah.
I didn't study what they wanted me to study.
Oh, I did the same. I think we all went through that. Okay, so we say not a good student, we say 不是好学生。不是好学生。 Yeah, or we say this is a bad student, 坏学生。
That's very serious. 坏学生。坏学生。
Yeah. So not a good student, it's just not, you don't study that hard, but 坏学生 means you do something naughty.
Yes.
So 坏学生。坏学生。 你是坏学生吗? Are you a bad student?
我不是坏学生。但是我也不是好学生。Right,
gosh, that's getting more complicated. Let's break them down. 我不是坏学生, you said. I'm not a bad
not
student.
Not a bad student.
Yeah, but I'm not a good student either. So, 但是,没。 Main is French, okay, but...
So many languages.
Exactly, but I am not a good student. 我也不是好学生。我也不是好学生。我不是好学生,你是好学生. What I said is, I am not a good student, you are a good student.
好。 If you say so.
Okay, So students, it means people who are learning in general, could be any age.
Yeah.
And if we want to say the elementary student, because you work with the elementary world.
Principally, yes.
Yeah, and then we say 小学生.
Mm. 小学生.
Yeah, 小 means small.
Yeah. Easy.
So little student, 小学生.
小学生.
Yeah, so when someone say, I am a 小学生, you can imagine he or she is probably under 12.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then we say the high school student, 中学生.
中学生.
Yeah, 中 is middle, the same as the word for China.
中国, yes,
yeah, and then here it means middle. So 中学生 is the high school student.
中学生.
Yeah, and university student is easy. We pick big student, 大学生.
大学生.
Yeah, so university students, they are big students, 大学生.
大学生.
Yeah, so 小学生, 中学生, 大学生.
小学生, 中学生. 大学生.
Yeah, so you enjoyed working in the world of elementary world with 小学生.
Yeah, I think the 小学生 is the most interesting and also the most important time to be working with students.
Yeah.
I think some people underestimate just how much elementary students are able to learn and want to learn if they're given the right materials. It's the most rewarding type of teaching, I think.
Right. And you mainly work with, of course, involving in their Chinese education. What is the trend you witnessed?
Well, it's interesting because I work in England, and Chinese is really just beginning to come into the picture, but more and more schools are becoming interested in teaching Chinese, not just because of it being a useful language, but also because, as you will have seen from listening to all of Shaolan's talks and seeing her material, the way it introduces different ways of thinking about things and different ways of understanding.
Right.
And we're also actually seeing that parents are now very keen for their children to be learning Chinese because mm-hmm. they see it as a subject, a language of the future for the next generation. Mm-hmm. So these are quite exciting times.
Right. And being a frequent visitor to China, did you notice the fundamental difference in culture and the teaching style between the Chinese elementary education and British education?
Yes, we notice this quite a lot, especially because we often have Chinese teachers coming to teach in England, and coming into an English classroom is a big shock for Chinese teachers because they're used to having very well-behaved children and they're used to teaching at their students.
No challenge in the classroom.
No disruption in the classroom, which is not the case in English classrooms. So big differences. I think actually both sides have something to offer.
Right. Yeah. There was a BBC documentary about the Chinese teachers coming to the UK.
They were thrown in the deep end a little, I think.
They had some hard time. Yeah. And then the students, they some of them gradually they got to like it. And some of them, they never get used to it.
I think, again, we misunderstand. Students liked, even primary school, like to know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They like, and so structure is often a very good thing because it allows the children to understand what they need. And we need to strike a balance. And I actually teach in Chinese, because it engages their imagination, particularly the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's really exciting for them. It's also a chance for them to use the creative side of their natures as well. So Chinese has a lot to offer, especially at primary school.
Right. Okay. Thank you for sharing your experience. Thank you, James, for joining us. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about student, 学生, elementary student, 小学生, high school student, 中学生, university student, 大学生, good student, 好学生, bad student, 坏学生. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, James.
再见, 小了.